Carolina Actor Studio Theater is known for being edgy. Take the show Steam Bath. Here's artistic director Michael Simmons. He describes it in a promotional video from a few years ago.
Steam bath. You wake up one morning, you're dead. You find yourself in a steam bath, and God is Puerto Rican.
Epa!
The creative risks didn't translate into strong or significant financial support, says board member Lisa Walker. She says it was like living paycheck to paycheck.
It's not a matter of we're drowning under debt. It's a matter of we have no, we don't have enough income year over year to manage to sustain. We've eaten away at any sort of resources that we have in that regard.
She says CAST has been struggling to raise money from companies and private donors like it used to, particularly in the last two seasons. Full disclosure, WFAE has been a media partner of several CAST shows. Many arts groups in the Charlotte area face similar financial problems, as highlighted in a recent Cultural Life Task Force report. One of the report's recommendations is for more government funding of the Arts and Science Council, which in turn distributes that money to arts groups. The final performance of Carolina's Actor Studio Theater is Saturday night with Gruesome Playground Injuries. It will mark the last of 64 productions during its 8 years as a nonprofit theater company. CAST was first formed in 1992. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.